The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you.
This is David Dubal. I'm ready and willing to give us The Piano Matters. I hope you have the time to relax and listen closely. It'll be a good show, I think. Lots of things, known and unknown, of course. How many of you have ever heard Ethel Burton Evans' Etude in Form of a Scherzo? And get ready for Scriabin, Saint-Saëns, Schubert, and Szymanowski. And you'll get lots of good quotes, of course. Here is one from Franz Liszt, I think, in a bad mood. Dante? Bah. Beatrice? Bah. The Dantes create the Beatrices, and the real ones die at 18. Let's begin with the Russian-born pianist, the real virtuoso, Leonid Kuzmin, playing for us Schumann's still-loved, fortunately, Arabesque Opus 18. The piece was once played to death by parlor pianists galore, and the Victorians and the Edwardians loved it. Its suave opening theme is unforgettable, and Schumann conceives a rondo-type form that is fascinating. Here we go, Kuzmin in the Arabesque by Robert Alexander Schumann, the year 1810 he was born, 1856 he died.
Thank you.
Leonid Kuzman. I think he lives in America now. And that was a well-proportioned reading of Schumann's Arabesque, Opus 18. Madame Schumann made something like 17 tours of England during her life, and the crowds, and there were crowds, expecting her to play her husband's Arabesque. And she did. Get ready for a roughshod quote. In America, only the successful writer is important. In France, all writers are important. In England, no writer is important. In Australia, you have to explain what a writer is. That was by Geoffrey Cotterell. I've noticed that quotes of the past are often very non-politically correct. They can be sarcastic or ironic. Do you think that's the reason that in our present day there is very little that is quotable? Can you think of two or three living American writers that are famous today? I asked a group once, and they came up with, hey, Joyce Carol Oates. And the person next to her said, I never heard of her. Well, she lives around us. She teaches at Princeton. Evelyn Waugh wrote, only when one has lost all curiosity about the future has one reached the age to write an autobiography. Let's turn to the third act of Camille Saint-Saëns' opera, Samson and Delilah. 6 years after he composed the opera and the premiere of it in Weimar under Liszt's auspices, Saint-Saëns wrote a transcription of the well-known Bacchanal. I never heard it until I heard this album. And, of course, Bacchanal means an orgiastic dance. Bacchus is the Roman god of wine and orgies. Well, Lucille Chung, born in Montreal, is quite a pianist. I remember her from my classes at Juilliard. And in her all Saint-Saëns CD, she concentrates on the French composer's own transcriptions, some of his own works for orchestra or whatever. But it's a very interesting album. And here we have Lucille Chung in the Saint-Saëns Bacchanal, a Piano Matters premiere, but composed in 1877. Thank you. And there she was, Lucille Chung, a pianist with real flair. And she played the Samson and Dalilah, Samson and Delilah, the Bacchanal, a transcription by the composer himself. Ethelbert Nevin, born in Pittsburgh all the way back in 1862, and he lived only until 1901, but not before he composed the famous sentimental song, Rosary. I really do hate that song. But a far better piece is Narcissus for solo piano. And it's one of the great salon charmers of the era. I believe it sold. It was one of the first sellers of a million copies. I think it like tied Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. Well, a longer piece by about 2 minutes is an etude in form of scherzo. It's going to be played by Ruth Ann Schempf. And she writes in the notes, Nevin was an absinthe drinker. It is quite likely that he experimented with opiates. He died of an unspecified illness, of which then they called nervous illness. He was only 38. Anyway, she says that this etude, clocking in at 4:08, is one of his longer and technically demanding works. So I want you to hear the etude in form of scherzo, and the pianist is Ruth Ann Schempf. Thank you. And that was music by Ethelbert Woodbridge Nevin. And you heard the pianist Ruth Ann Schempf playing his etude in the form of scherzo. Well, it was presented very well, and it was a very pleasant piece. But what attracts me here is the name Ethelbert. Have you met an Ethelbert lately? I guess the name was once fashionable. Who knows? I've never seen an infant in sight with that name, though. Of course, I could be wrong. I so often am wrong. Here is from Proverbs 19. A prudent wife is from the Lord. And the 1845 Punch's Almanac advises people about to marry. It says, don't. But that doesn't stop anyone, it seems. A Schubert masterpiece is now on the agenda. It's number 3D899 of the 4 impromptus, and the work inspired a slew of later compositions. Certainly Mendelssohn was deeply inspired by it. It's a gorgeous piece of music. It's like a Schubertian song without words, and the melody in the right hand and the fifth and the fourth fingers and so forth also have to contend with an inner voice in the right hand as well as the left hand magical harmonies that are produced by music's great melodist, Franz Schubert. Our pianist is Elizabeth Leonskaya, and she was born in Tbilisi, Georgia, and was a child prodigy. Here is Leonskaya in the Schubert G-flat impromptu. I hope you like her performance. Thank you. I thought her performance of the G-flat impromptu Lianskaya was very well planned, a little longish, perhaps a little slower than I myself love it, but it was finely honed, and there was an inner glow. The pianist was Elizabeth Lianskaya. I think it's her first appearance on the Piano Matters. And this is the Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, your commentator, host, programmer, quote man, and so forth. Most of all, I'm glad to be listening with you. Here's the ever-wise Voltaire. To succeed in chaining the crowd, you must seem to wear the same fetters. Can you believe our hero Emerson saying, "The people are to be taken in very small doses"? Or listen to the philosopher Hegel. The people, he says, are that part of the state that does not know what it wants. Oh, goodness gracious, these are very unpolitically correct men. Back to music on the Piano Matters. But first, one quote that I like from Chamfort, and he says, "Do not suppose opportunity will knock twice at your door." Oh, don't believe that rubbish. I personally know several people who receive knocks on their doors 6, 7, or 8 times a year. I have a once-renowned Puerto Rican pianist, Jesu Maria San Roma. Do you remember that name? We hear 6 pieces in 5 minutes, or the 6 little piano pieces, Opus 19 by Arnold Schoenberg. How little Schoenberg I play. And this little cycle was composed in 1911, before Schoenberg's actual 12-tone music. They are experiments, though, in atonality. And what's interesting is that these are true miniatures. The pieces range from 9 bars or measures to only 18 in length. And they spanned a whole miniaturist movement. Well, here they are, the 6 little pieces, Opus 19 by Schoenberg, now 107 years old, these works. Listen closely to Jesu Maria San Roma, once a famous name, now, alas, almost forgotten. Thank you. San Roma in Arnold Schoenberg's Opus 19, and I thought a very expressive performance of this bit of atonality. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. I urge you to go to wwfm.org and press donate. It is you, our listener audience, which inspires all the good and hard work that goes into making the Classical Network, WWFM, an important outlet for musical culture. Let's move to Scriabin, the Russian master of mystic impressionism. And he was a magnificent miniaturist. As the six little piano pieces by Schoenberg that we just heard, well, these four by Scriabin were composed a few years earlier. And if they are not atonal, really, they are tonally amorphous, to be sure. The pieces' titles are Fragilité. I think that's my favorite. But I love Prelude. Then there's the Winged Poem, and then there's the Languid Dance, all having that incredibly original imprint of Scriabin. They all take no more than 7 minutes for Ashkenazi to accomplish. Thank you. Vladimir Ashkenazi was heard in finely etched performances of Alexander Scriabin's Four Pieces, Opus 51. What a beautifully esoteric set of moods. I'm David Dubal. The program is The Piano Matters. Tell one and all about it, please. And it's time to make the piano once again fashionable. Every home should have a piano. Make that a new mandate. Could that be a law? This is good advice by Charles Buxton. He says, you will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it. A concert pianist must make time daily, or there be no mastery. Karel Szymanowski, oh, what a great composer he is. Born in 1882, that's a great year in the performing arts and the composing and the painting arts. 1937, he died of tuberculosis, as his compatriot Chopin did. He was the most renowned Polish composer of the beginning of the 20th century. In 1915, he began work, and that's the year Scriabin died. And, of course, Scriabin was a great influence on his piano writing. He composed a set called Musk, Opus 34. And the third of the triptych is called Don Juan's Serenade. And it's dedicated to Arthur Rubinstein, who wrote this. The music is so beautiful, but so terribly difficult to bring to life on the piano. How well Rubinstein understood it. It is the performer that must take those black notes and breathe upon them their inner life blood. Rubinstein did play it occasionally, but he didn't record it, unfortunately. I have for you a Polish pianist named Jerzy Godziszewski. Listen to the Don Juan Serenade, full of parody and interesting sarcasm, but clothed in the most incredibly intricate pianism. I love this piece, but it's still unknown. Think of it. So we had the third work from Szymanowski's great cycle, 1915-16, from his Masques. And we heard Don Juan's Serenade. In my opinion, a real masterpiece of the piano literature. The artist doing well, Jerzy Godziszewski. We heard a great deal from Schoenberg, Schubert, Saint-Saëns, Schumann, Scriabin, Szymanowski. I guess it's a program almost all composed of composers beginning with the letter S, except for the 5 minutes of Nevin. Won't you join me next week for another edition of The Piano Matters? Here are the words of Henry George from his In Progress and Poverty. Quote, "So long as all the increased wealth which modern progress brings goes but to build up great fortunes, to increase luxury and make sharper the contest between the house of have and the house of want, progress then is not real and cannot then be permanent." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.